After a somewhat frosty period, relations between the European Union and China appear to get back on track at a summit at Prague Castle on Wednesday afternoon. Though no major deals were sealed in the Czech capital, the high-level meeting did set the stage for future cooperation in a number of areas. Jan Richter reports.
Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao told reporters he had made a special effort to attend the two-hour EU-China summit in Prague on Wednesday. He pointed out the trip entailed 20 hours of flying, showing the importance Beijing attaches to a relaunch of EU-China relations at the highest level. The summit was hosted by the Czech EU presidency and chaired by President Václav Klaus.
We discussed many issues, you will be informed about them, many general issues, many partial issues, not just the EU-China relations, but we discussed the problems connected with the current economic and financial crisis, the problems connected with the climate issue, and the problems connected with various international and regional issues like North Korea, Burma, Iran, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and others.
EU officials signed three memorandums of understanding with the Chinese leader on small and medium-sized businesses, science, and clean energy. These and other issues are yet to be addressed in practical terms, particularly the fact that the EU's foreign trade deficit in relation to China is 170 billion euros. But President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, said he appreciated the fact that the stage had been set for further trade negotiations between the two sides.
Our high-level economic and trade dialogue mechanism has proved to be a useful platform to address our trade problems, and this is a real proof of our commitment to further market opening and to find practical solutions to trade imbalances. From the effects of the current crisis on both the European Union and China, it is clearer than ever that it is in our mutual interest to address these imbalances.
With regards to the global economic downturn, Wen Jiabao said that his government considers international cooperation to be the most important tool.
China stands ready to develop friendly relations and cooperation with all countries, and it will never seek hegemony. It is impossible for a couple of countries or a group of big powers to resolve all global issues. Some say that world affairs will be managed solely by China and the United States. Well, I think that view is baseless and wrong.
Another EU-China summit will be held in Beijing in November, indicating that relations have improved. The last scheduled summit was cancelled in December over Beijing's opposition to a meeting between Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy when France held the rotating EU presidency. The next such meeting will take place just weeks before a UN climate change conference in Copenhagen, which is when the EU would like to see all major players come up with concrete commitments to combat climate change. José Manuel Barroso.
All the major economies have now to put their position on the table. The European Union is indeed making that for some time already, and we are very proud of this leadership position. We are also happy with some recent developments. The United States are moving in the right direction. I want to praise President Obama yesterday's important announcement regarding cars emissions. I'm sure that China will also engage fully and build on progress made recently.
EU concerns over China's human rights record were voiced by Václav Klaus, who said that the issue is not going to be dropped in the future. For his part, Chinese Premier Wen Jianbao said his government had no intention of abandoning the principle of non-interference.
Thanks, Jan.